Romans 6. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the Word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, learns from Jesus, follows Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Meditating on and sharing the Word of God is a central part of walking with Jesus and of becoming like Him. Our basic approach in Friends Bible Study is to read, write, share, and listen. Sharing from your time in the Word with your Friends Bible Study sharing partner is a crucial part of this study. Please write your answers to the meditation questions provided for this chapter. Also, please consider the following questions for each passage. A. What did I learn from Jesus? What is He saying to me today? B. How will I follow Jesus today? And C. How can I become like Jesus through this study? I want to repeat this often because when we study the Bible, it's easy to shift our focus from Jesus to head knowledge, doctrines, or man-centered teachings. The purpose of Bible study is to come to Jesus and to receive life from Him. At the beginning of each chapter, I want to share brief insights on how to meditate and respond to what we study in the Bible. This time, I want to emphasize again the importance of responding to the Word of God in faith as we study Romans chapter 6, which focuses on our identity in Christ. This chapter teaches that we have been baptized into Christ's death, and that just as Christ rose from the grave, we will walk in the newness of His resurrection life. We experience all of this by faith. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank You for all that You have done for us through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Give us power through Your Spirit to understand and to receive life in Christ by faith today. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of His word. First, a brief introduction to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 5, verses 12 to 21 explains how the sin nature spread to all mankind through our union with Adam. It also tells us that we can reign in life through our union with Christ. In Romans chapter 6, Paul continues this focus on our union with Christ, both in His death and in His resurrection. Romans chapters 1 through 4 explain how Jesus sets us free from judgment for our past sins through the blood of Christ. Romans chapters 5 through 8 teach us how to be free from the sin nature through the death and resurrection of Christ. It is important to understand that God is not trying to reform the sin nature that we received from Adam. He's trying to kill it. Many people mistakenly think that God is trying to reform our old nature and make us better little by changing our behavior. This is a completely wrong understanding. The old nature will invariably produce sin. God's answer is not to reform the old nature, but to kill it. Romans chapter 6 explains how this happened through our union with Jesus. Union with Jesus is not a legal or philosophical bonding. It is a vital union like that of a vine and its branches. It is a union like a body part with in the human body with the human body. If we are saved, we are in Christ. We are one with Him. He lives in us and we live in Him. The life of Jesus within us sets us free from sin, not Bible knowledge or good teaching. Jesus Himself is our righteousness. Salvation is not just knowledge or doctrines about Christ. It is new life in Christ. Salvation is union with Christ. Now let's begin our study of Romans chapter 6. Romans 6, verses 1 to 4. Union with Jesus, part 1. We are dead in Christ. Intro. Suppose you have a license to sin. You can commit any sin or any crime, but you won't be prosecuted. There would be no judgment for your actions or bad behavior. What would you do? Would you steal money, cheat on your taxes, or fulfill all of your lustful desires if you knew there would be no punishment? Paul brings up this question in the following verses. Let's read verses 1 and 2. What then shall we say? Shall we continue in sin so that grace may increase? Certainly not. How can we who have died to sin live in it any longer? The first meditation question is, if God's grace is revealed through our sin, why not sin more so that more of God's grace will be revealed? Jesus removed the penalty of our sins by dying for us on the cross. He also removed us from the judgment of the law. He brought us into a new relationship with God through grace. When our sin increased, grace increased to cover all of our sins and failures. Through that grace, God brought us into a new relationship with himself. Referring to the question in the intro, what would you do if you could do anything without being punished for it? If you are an evil person, you might think, this would be great. I can steal, rob banks. I can do anything I want to without any penalty or judgment. However, if you have been united with Jesus and are walking with him, your perspective is much different. You do not see yourself as an evil person just wanting to fulfill your lusts and evil desires. You know that you are one with Jesus. In Christ, your sin nature is dead, and you have been given a new nature through the indwelling life of Jesus. God did not forgive our sins so that we could keep sinning, but to set us free from sin's power. We have become one with Christ, and he lives in us. This makes the question in verse 1 unthinkable. In Romans 5, verses 12 to 21, which we studied last time, we learned that human beings all receive the sin nature from Adam. Romans 6 explains that the sin nature no longer controls us because we have been united with Jesus and have died to the sin nature. We have been born again by the Spirit of God, and we have a new nature, the life of Jesus in us. He is our righteousness. Paul asked the question in verse 1, shall we continue in sin so that grace may increase? His emphatic answer in verse 2 was, certainly not. How can we who have died to sin live any longer in it? God dealt with the problem of our sinful nature through our union with Jesus. We have become one with him in his death. Everything that follows in Romans 6 elaborates this point. We can see Paul's repeated emphasis on our death to sin in Christ in verses 2 to 8. Verse 2, how can we who have died to sin live any longer in it? Verse 3, all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death. Verse 4, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death. Verse 5, we have been united with him like this in his death. And verse 6, our old self was crucified with him. Verse 7, anyone who has died has been freed from sin. And verse 8, we have died with Christ. It is clear that Paul's focus is on how we have died to sin. Verses 3 and 4 begin to explain that we have died in Christ so that we can live by his resurrection life. Verse 3, or aren't you aware that all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Verse 4, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may walk in newness of life. The meditation questions for verses 3 and 4 are, what does it mean to be baptized into the death of Christ? And what does it mean to walk in newness of life? Our understanding our union with Jesus is the key to grasping how we died with Christ. Many translations of verse 3 begin with the words, don't you know? Paul is asking, don't you understand that everyone who's been baptized into Christ Jesus has been baptized into his death? We need to know what it means to be dead in Christ. Baptism is not just a religious ceremony. Baptism is an act of faith and obedience on our part to publicly confess our faith in Christ. Baptism is an outward expression of faith that portrays what God has already done in us through Christ. We are not trying to die in the present. Our death has already happened through our union with Christ. Understanding Paul's statement in verse 2, we died to sin, is crucial to understanding Paul's teaching about how we can live righteously, free from the control of the sin nature. Please circle or underline in your Bible every reference to our union with Jesus in Romans chapter 6. These include phrases like united with him, in Christ, with Christ, etc. I have emphasized repeatedly that faith is the key to understanding and experiencing all of the blessings given to us in Christ. Let me give an example. Suppose a young lady marries a famous prince. According to the Bible, two people become one in marriage. There are two bodies, but spiritually they become one. On the day of their marriage, because of her union with the prince, she is immediately entitled to the prince's riches, status, and family legacy. This is what happened to us when we believed in Jesus. We became one with him and became part of his family. Now we share his riches, his life, and his legacy. Baptism symbolizes our oneness with Jesus in his death and resurrection. Going under the water pictures becoming one with Jesus in his death. Coming up out of the water symbolizes being raised with Jesus to live by his resurrection life. Baptism is not just getting wet. It is not just a religious ceremony. Baptism is all about our relationship with Jesus, through which we are free from the sin nature and can walk in the newness of life. Our whole world and existence are new because of Christ. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creature. The old is gone. The new is here. Baptism is a public testimony for what Christ has done for us and through our union with him. We have been united with Christ. The old life is over. Everything is new because Jesus is in us and we are in him. God reveals his glory through us because we are one with him. Verse 4 says, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too will walk in newness of life. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your amazing grace and for everything you have done for us in Christ. Reveal to us more and more our union and oneness with Jesus. Show us what it means to be dead and alive in Christ. Amen.